Dear God, forgive us for our impatience. Help us to learn how to wait and trust you in all situations. Amen.
Amen. L'chaim.
L'chaim. Help us to learn how to wait.
Just wait, baby.
You know how this guy came up with this prayer? He was in line in the bank with a five-year-old, and he's like, oh, my God. Oh.
Or whenever, like, his wife's mad at him about something, he writes something in the prayer to calm her down. Dear Keith and the girl.
My wife is on her period.
I'm 23 from Cleveland, Ohio, and I've been listening for about 2 months now since podcast became available on the PSP. I really love the show, but never thought it would help me with love. Well, I don't know. Why wouldn't you think that? Last week, I nailed a blind date with the chick who just broke up with her boyfriend. I get to the bar, and she's ridiculously hot, way hotter than any guy like me deserves. I hope you didn't tell her that. So obviously, I get instantly nervous as soon as I see her and sit down. We start out with introductions, blah, blah, and as soon as that's over, I'm totally drawing a blank on what to talk about. I'm quickly learning that blind dates make it really hard to strike up a conversation. That you know what? And of course they do. Of course they do. What are you going
to
say?
Because dates are bad enough. Right. Now you have to start from scratch pretty much.
Right. And the first thing you have to say, what do you do for a living, this and that. And nobody, you know.
Nobody like, wants to talk about that.
Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to hear about it. But it has to be said.
Yeah, I guess. Because it's like your day-to-day thing. You know what? And this is like, I think this is good advice. When you're on a date, don't ask that. Try to avoid that. Instead, ask, what did you do yesterday? What did you do, not for the weekend, because that's whatever. Right. Ask like a random question that you would ask your friend as if like you knew, as if you know the person for a while. You know what I mean?
I like whenever you see, when I was a waiter, you'd see first dates all the time. Mm. And they're the saddest.
That's awesome.
They're the saddest things. The most awesome things.
Right. I like to sit in a restaurant with you and then look over and be like, they're on their third date. I once asked someone, I swear to God, I got it right. I asked them if they were either on their second or third date, and whichever one I asked, they said I was right.
You're like, are you guys on your third date and you still haven't made up your mind, right or wrong? but yeah, and guys love start, and you can, they always finish their meal, no matter how bad it goes, and then like you can tell when the guy's not getting any.
That's
funny. It's never the other way around. It's always the guys trying to get some.
Really, you've never seen it the other way around?
I have not.
That's funny.
I've been in it where I've left dinner, but I don't think I've ever seen anybody else ever do it. Because you put all that time and you're like, okay, this sucks so bad, I'm just going to fuck you in the face and that's going to be the end of it. But, you know, now dessert comes and you're like, all right, I put in all that time, you know?
So you think they're just trying to get through their entire meal thinking that there might be a reward at the end, even though you can tell that they hate every moment of it?
Yeah,
but you've walked out in the middle of dates.
Right.
How do you just walk out? You pay the bill or no?
I have just left. I'm like, but you've been a bitch to the waitress. Bye.
You say that?
Yeah. Or I'll say, like, you're a little bitch. Bye. Or I'll just say bye. I probably walked out a handful of times, everyone being different, but the majority of times, I wouldn't even say anything. I'd just leave.
Is the food there? You already ordered.
Yeah.
You must have ordered because it's the first thing pretty much that you do.
Right.
Or, you know, you only have but so much conversation until you
And I won't say I don't like confrontation, so I won't say, like, I'm leaving. I'd probably, like, go to the, like, I'm going to the salad bar and just walk around the salad bar and leave.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. These are the fancy places, by the way, salad bars.
And you never, like, what would be great is if you can hide out and see her reaction.
Mm-hmm. That's the sad thing. You get to ruin her, but you don't get to see the damage done.
Have you ever, has anyone ever walked out on you?
No.
That seems like such a girl thing to do, no offense, you know? But the girls are usually like, you know, I have to make a phone call, and then they're gone.
Right. No, of course, you know, maybe there was a date, I thought things were fine, and I wouldn't get a call back or something like that, but nobody's ever walked out. People don't do that. People don't do that.
Yeah. You know what? And this is why I think people shouldn't get married before 25. I've only been on like a handful of dates. I don't really like, you know, go and date someone.
Right.
I've been on a date where I guess it was a date. I never know that they're dates either because nobody's like officially asking me out or I'm denying that they're asking me out. I'm like, no, I don't know if he likes me. He just wants to go and everyone has to eat. He just wants me to join him, you know? So, So there was two that I could think of right now. And one where I've spoke about before, the guy so undertipped that I slipped in more money. And he and when we left, he was like, I saw you slip more money. And I was like, well, I saw you really fuck the waitress over. And his excuse was like, my food wasn't good. And I was like, well, she didn't make your food.
Right.
So and I proceeded to go like to the park with him because I continued being on this date. For what?
See?
For what? And all this time, I'm like, this guy's an idiot. But I don't know how to be rude and be like, okay, I got to go somewhere. And you've seen me do this, like, generally in life. I don't want to be where I am. And yet I continue doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm much better at it now. Much better at it now. But still, I still struggle with it. But I think if I was with a guy now, especially after, like, listen to Keith Malley-isms, you get into my head with, like, a lot of different things, you know? So this is just one of them. And I can't think of another example. But I'm sure everybody will, and we'll write it on the forum. So now I'm in the park, and I'm so bored with this guy. I actually take out balloons to make balloon. I don't know why I had them on me. Mm-hmm. I don't, but I made. But there must have been a point in my life where I was carrying balloons
and
everywhere.
And he's confused. He's like, "Look how fun."
I don't. How can and that in my head? I'm like, how confused can you be? I don't like you, and I think when I don't like someone, it's pretty obvious. Except that I continue spending time with them, so now I'm making balloons for everyone in the park, and I think he's getting annoyed, and then I'm getting turned off that he's getting annoyed because I think this is like such a cute thing to do. You know,
right.
I'm making balloons in the park. I'm a girl. These are kids, whatever. And then I'm like, okay, that's it. And so we're trying to say goodbye, or I'm on a phone call or something, and he tries to like make out with me, and I was like, ew.
See, he still tries.
Yeah.
Because he put in all that time. He's like, and now to add to that list, I'm at the park.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the park with her. I'm going to get something.
I sat there while she fucking made balloons for every kid in that
park.
She's
going to feel like she owes me.
Yeah. And I almost felt like I was like, you know what? If I have to be with this guy, let me do something that I like, because I really liked it at the time. I was giving
Why do
out.
You have to be with him?
I don't know. Because I'm under 25.
Now, you spend a guy's time. That guy, that's a date to him. You're saying you don't know what dates are? Anytime you spend with a guy, that's a date.
That's not true, because there are some people
spend time with the guy, you're like, all right, we're hitting it off now.
See, and for the most part, yes, but I think that there are some guys that, you know, you're just not their type to be dating, but you're cool enough, you know what I mean?
I want to talk about the Christian Finnegan story.
What's the Christian Finnegan?
Christian
story?
Finnegan is the white guy from the Dave Chappelle show, that not Bill Burr.
He did one episode where they were mocking
the Mad
Real
World. The Mad Real World, hilarious, and he's the white guy in an old black house, and they, you know, and they,
his girlfriend comes to visit, and
they just, you know, they're half raping his girlfriend in front of him
and
while
she's
he's crying.
It, yeah.
Right, he's enjoying it, so it's not rape. He's crying. Maybe he gets raped. I don't even remember. There's your big break on TV,
but it was great.
Right, right.
Yeah, and you're on the Chappelle Show,
and he's one of the talking heads on VH1. He's on Best Week Ever all the time. Very funny.
Mm.
You met him.
He was one of my favorite comedians at Surf Reality, the place that Keith and I met. But I'm not attracted to him.
You're hanging out at a party, right?
Well, what's happening is after Surf Reality, or sometime like me and Christian Finnegan and like a few other people go out, like we're gonna go eat something, okay? So now we're walking, and I'm talking to him the whole time, and I like Christian Finnegan a lot, and I keep calling him by his first and last name. So I like Christian a lot. We're talking, we're having a fun time.
That's how you know, by the way, are we more acquaintances or friends? When you say the guy's full name, it's like...
that's the problem. Like, that's what he was called, you know, because he went on stage,
right?
You know? So a lot of people call you Keith Malley that know you from, you know, the stage thing. Anyway, so now it's only me and him talking, although there are 10 other people or something. So it's me and him talking. We're, you know, laughing, blah, blah, blah. We get to the place. We sit next to each other. And then this guy, this really cute guy, walks in, and I get his attention, and he sits next to me on the other side just for like a second. He was just coming in and out, and I was like, how's it going? I talked to him for like 2 minutes, and I give him my phone number, and he leaves. And all of a sudden, Christian's like really mad at me, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I actually confront him. I was like, are you mad at me? Because I think that's what I said, or he said. He's like, I spent all this time talking to you. And I was like, that's why you're mad at me? Because I gave this other guy my phone number? You know you're just my friend, and it was just sad.
That's great. You know you're just my friend,
I know,
right? You know that, don't you, Christian Finnegan? So after I quickly learned that blind dates makes it hard.
By the way, you know what? Huh. You know what's wrong with me is I knew he would get mad, but I was like, he can't. Like, you're not allowed to get mad.
He put in all that time,
you're still not allowed to get mad at me.
And this guy put in walking across the room. That was his time. Doesn't seem fair. He's bringing out his A material. You know, he's putting a stand up into his normal conversation.
Let me make Christian feel better if he ever listens to this. Not that it would really matter or make a dent in his world. But I ended up hanging out with that guy again. What a fucking scumbag. We were hanging out, and I just think he's.
And
cute.
You know, Christian is listening, and he's going, "Good, good." He's still not over it. He's with the hot chick, by the way.
No
his
way.
Career's going good, and he's like, "Fucking good."
This makes no dent in anyone's life. But this guy, I ended up hanging out with him like once. And here's what happened. We go to the video store by my place. And we're gonna rent a video. Video is like, what, $2? We're going to go to the counter. And he suddenly walks away like something's interesting on the other side of the store, not by the counter.
You're getting something that's $2?
It's a video. I'm renting
a video. Okay.
You know? And all of a sudden, like, so we're both kind of walking.
What is the video, by the way? Maybe setting the precedent.
I don't know. But the precedent's you're
Sleepless in Seattle?
You're a cheapo. Who cares? I'm inviting you to my house to see a video.
Right.
What the fuck is that?
Right.
Come, who cares what video it is? Come on. So we go and up to my place, and I think we're watching the video, and we're making out, and I'm like, okay, making out, and I don't, this is going to be so explicit for you, I'm sorry, baby.
Right.
I'm sitting on him, making out, right? And I don't feel anything. Like, not in my heart.
You're sitting like scissors.
I guess, yeah. So I don't feel anything. I'm like, okay, either he doesn't have an erection, or he doesn't have a penis. And then I discovered, not from seeing it, but he has the tiniest penis in the world. And I'm like, okay, so I gotta go. So I guess I figured out how to get the fuck out of there.
I'm the asshole for walking out on dinner. Oh, that's your penis. Good day, sir.
Because
bye. I'm just gonna go.
Okay.
Hey, I found something else interesting in your house.
No, it's my house.
Oh.
I kicked him out somehow.
Oh,
I don't know what I did. I don't remember, but I panicked. So I must have come up with like the worst lie in the world, because I don't even remember what I said. I probably said something like, I just remember.
As soon as you saw the dick, you're like,
I didn't see it.
I got to get up early tomorrow.
I didn't see it, but it was clear that it was like hardly there. And I was like, I'm not.
How do you not? I can't believe I'm asking. How do you? What do you see that you know nothing's there?
When I sit on your lap, there's something there. And that's a sign of a penis. If there's nothing there, and it wasn't because I don't think it was because he was just limp, because I think he alluded or said or something like he's turned on or whatever it was.
Right.
I don't really remember the details of it, but I knew. All I remember is I got to get out of here, because that's all that's happening right now. And I already know, like, I'm not really into him. He's just really, really cute. And he's a cheap fuck. So now you have a small penis. Done. What else is there? What am I going to check out? What, is your mom nice? I don't care. So he was out of there.
Then for whatever reason, the Keith and the Girl episode, this is the guy, of course. Then for whatever reason, the Keith and the Girl episode I listened to that day just popped into my head, and I asked her if she goes to the gym. This leads into the whole spiel Keith did about the gym on the show, and by the time I got to the I'm here preparing to be judged later part, she was rolling.
Oh my God.
So it clicked for me. I just kept telling her jokes I heard on the show, and I used the stuff you said about Queen Latifah and Mariah Carey a little while back. Anything that stuck out in my head as hilarious from the show, and by the end of the night, the girls' eyes looked like she was madly in love with me.
Wow.
So maybe you should use it in your marketing or something. Keith and the Girl listening could get you laid. P.S. Adam Curry's a douchebag. Now I don't even see why you would even. But anyways, thank you nonetheless.
I love that. That's officially one of my favorite stories.
Glad we can help. Take it, yeah.
Keith is like, wait a minute, I should be getting your girl. I said that.
No, yeah, I mean, I get a hand job or something if things work out. Of course. That's like a finder's fee. Fair is fair. But I wish you guys many years of success. Once a year, you know, you have to send her out to Queens.
Either that or he owes me money.
talk about your day with AOL.
Oh, my God. I woke up this morning. I checked my account because it's about bill time, right? And they charged me on the 26th. They charged me four more times just on the 26th.
And everybody starts writing again. They're like, I told you how to handle this. You get the name. You know, you say you're recording it. None of that matters.
Well, here's what happened. I already said, I took everyone's advice. I said, this is last time. Like, right. I thought this was finished. They canceled my account. I kept checking if they charged me again. They didn't charge me. And so I already tried the yelling. I tried the I'm recording you. I tried get me a supervisor. I tried I'm waiting on the
right.
phone.
And just doing a fraud thing isn't so fucking easy, right? What do you have to do? You contact your bank. Your bank sends you papers. You
right.
got to fill out those papers.
Yeah, because everyone's saying also, you know, just contact your bank and sick your bank on them. And
right.
when I sick my bank on them, they send me a whole bunch of envelopes full of shit that I have to fill out that I really am not into.
Right.
I hardly open up my mail. I do
right.
not need more paperwork.
And each time you're going to have to fill this out?
Yeah, for every time they right. charged me. So now I checked my account this morning. They charged me four times on the 26th.
Wow.
$14.95 each time. Now, that's about $60, but it's money, you know, and it's bill time, and that's a bill. You know, it's half a bill. But anyway, so I call them up. I try to stay as calm as possible. I'm half asleep still, so that's working out. Again, with the on hold for like 40 minutes, then I get someone. And
you just happen to check your statement every so often.
Yeah, because when I do bills, I'm like, okay, how much okay. money? And then I want to see like, okay, let me just take a glance at the bill, at the account to see if I really made all those charges, you
right.
know. So.
And so many people don't, you know,
right.
so many people, I bet the majority of people don't.
I got to say, I really wouldn't. I don't think they send me a breakdown of my activity anymore in
right.
the mail because their online stuff is so great. That and I don't think I open any of my thingies. I just everything is done online,
right.
so it's really awesome. So I go, oh, you know, this is a fraudulent charge, blah blah blah. And she goes, well, how do you know somebody didn't take your credit card? And I'm like, I know you charged me before, blah blah blah. You know, I know it's AOL. AOL is very shady.
How do you
shady.
Know somebody didn't take your credit? AOL is very shady. Correct. How come? How do you know somebody didn't take your credit card and set up four accounts?
Right. Right. And before
that's
and
what they wanted to spend
yeah.
it on. Four
right.
accounts. Never mind before, too.
That they can't get caught? Like,
right.
Well, that's,
yeah, to their computer,
yeah.
to their house.
Right, and that's who's using it.
Yeah.
Why don't you just steal my Easy Pass? Right. We won't find you.
I like to steal credit cards, go in these chat rooms, say disgusting things to people. They kick me off. I sign in another account. Then I find her somehow at the gym, and I put the credit card back in her wallet.
And my credit card has not been out of my sight. So unless
right.
Keith Malley is completely shady.
I just love setting up accounts, you know? Like
he loves to see me mad because then there's more show.
Right. And I like buying things. Like I'll see, you know, I don't know, The Adventures of Ford Fairlane at the video store. And I'm like, oh, I got to buy this. Then I'm like, wait, I already have it. But it's just fun to buy.
Right. But since it's not a butt plug, I know it's not you. So,
what?
So I actually said that. I'm like, look, I know it's AOL. AOL is very shady, and it's done this to me before. She actually says this to me. She goes, what do you think? We just open up the yellow pages, and we found you, and we charged your account? This is what she says
yeah,
to me.
That's good.
That's... That I'm like, you know what? Why are we discussing this?
And
just
you,
take it
and
off.
And you're supposed to respond to that.
Why am I talking to you? I said, yeah. Why? You know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And why is she even like? If when you worked at the Jewish restaurant, somebody was like, you know, and your meat is not bought from, you know, a very awesome place or whatever, would you be like, no, this meat is, who cares?
Right.
You're either happy with it or you're not happy with it. Just take me off. And why would I want four different accounts?
Right.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know why you would, man.
Right, right. That's why I'm saying it's somebody else. I'm like, it's not anybody else. Whatever. Then, so she's like, just, you know, you have to call the fraud department. She wasn't helping me anymore. I tried everything you guys said, so no more suggestions. So now I call it the fraud department. 40 minutes later, I'm on the phone with someone, and here's my new tactic since I tried everything anyone else asked. This is what I do. Hello. I was charged four times. I'm trying to do my bill, and I can't. Ma'am, I can't hear you. Ma'am. I was charged four times, and I can't do my bills because you charged me $14.95 each time. And okay, ma'am.
This is so uncomfortable. This is so uncomfortable right now, as much as it was uncomfortable right then.
And he actually woke up when I was waiting on hold, and I knew I had to prepare him for him. I'm like... And I didn't want to do this in front of you, but I was like, baby, don't be alarmed. When they pick up the phone, I'm going to pretend I'm crying. So he's like, okay. And I knew you'd feel uncomfortable anyway. And you're looking at me. I'm not crying. But it's uncomfortable.
Hamda would be just a perfect actress. It is. She's sitting there. I'm, you know, checking the forms and all the emails and stuff like that from last night. And she starts doing this fake crying. It doesn't matter if there's a smile on her face.
I'm making sure that he's not feeling it. I'm trying to make sure that you're not feeling uncomfortable. Every once in a while, you glance over at me. I glance back at you. I'm smiling, giving you the thumbs up. Like, I'm really not crying, Keith.
So it doesn't matter. So uncomfortable. She gets up because it's a little embarrassing or it's hard to do when I'm there. Or are you doing it for me that you get up and
I got up and walked away because I'm like, what if? Yeah, I feel like you can't take. You already closed the window. Like, I don't need anybody hearing this because I start doing this. I go, oh. My husband's gonna beat me. He said I have to get this removed. He's gonna come and beat me.
So I'm gonna assume that she goes, well, first off, let me transfer you to the police.
Right. This is what she goes. What did she say? Damn it.
Something like, I'm sorry to hear that, but there's nothing I can do.
Oh, right. She goes, ma'am, sorry to hear that. Is there anything I can help you with? Is there anything else I can help you
with? Oh, no, here it is. I even wrote it down. It's so amazing. I'm sorry about that, but we can't help you. I'm sorry you're going to get beat tonight, but I can't help you.
So I continue. I'm like,
could you recommend me calling 911? Nothing I can do here.
He's going to beat me. I can't. I got to get this off. And I'm thinking, like, I must have gotten the biggest Nazi in the world because, you know,
we all get slapped around a little bit, ma'am. You know?
I can't believe that she's got, as soon as, like, I'm starting to cry, you know, even if you're supposed to be a robot, like, you're like, oh, fuck, this person's crying. You know, I heard nothing like that in her voice. Nothing.
She's my girlfriend. I know she's faking. She told me she's going to fake. She's in another room. And I'm cringing like, oh, my God, how sad.
I just kept going. And then finally I knew she wasn't going to help. So I just started going nuts with it. I was just like, I can't. And she's like, ma'am, you know, I don't think he's going to beat you because of this. And I'm like, it is. I know he is. Because he already. Ma'am, can I help you with anything else? No. Well, if he really is going to, I guess you should just call the police. They can't have the police. I called the police. They said to call you. She's like, I don't think that they would tell you to call me, to call AOL. Yeah, they did. They did. That's what they said to do. They said to call you. They said, and I'm calling you. You got to help me. Please. Please help me. Please.
You feel like, though, maybe AOL is so big and they get so many callers. And what if you're not the first to try the crying technique and they actually mention this in training? Now, you'll get a crier. They'll go so far as to say their husband will beat them so that they can switch to net zero. It's sick. People are sick. And you say there's nothing you can do. Maybe you doubt that the husband will beat them. Feel free to say that.
And finally, and this is with their tactic to, not give us anything we want. If they're really that aggressive about it, just tell them to call the police. Mm-hmm. That's probably in their handbook. Anyway, so that's my lovely thing with AOL. Turns out they can't do anything for me and I have to contact my bank.
So you're crying.
Mm-hmm.
They hang up.
Oh, yeah. Eventually she just hung up on me. While I was pleading, while I was doing that, please, please, God help me. That, she hung up.
Do you remember her name?
I wrote it down.
Because I'm gonna send her name at AOL.com, the black and blue pictures of your face.
After you beat me?
Mm-hmm. Just beatings and sick things that when we talked about happy slapping or seagulling. What? Yesterday on the other show. And
where you jerk off into your hand and then you slap it on somebody else.
Yeah, you guys know. So they start talking about sick things kids are doing, you know, on our forums. And you can see a video of this Rochambeau, if I'm pronouncing it right.
You got to pronounce it right. Otherwise, you get hate mail.
Right. From these fucking sicko kids.
Fucking, yeah.
There's a video that we have on our forums where how many kids? At least 20?
Yeah.
Outside in the park or on a basketball court or something. This is the game. You and your buddy square off. You kick them in the balls as hard as you can. These guys happen to be playing, you're not out until you go down two times. You get hit in the balls. You try to stand up. If you go down and that happens twice, you're out. These guys are getting hit in the balls and trying to stand up so they can play again. What the fuck?
You know what? You know, you always call girls stupid. Like, everyone calls girls stupid, but we're not kicking each other in the tits.
Right.
What the fuck? What's your argument for these guys? You know what? Do drugs. Just do drugs. You're teenagers. You're probably in the middle of bumfuck America. There's nowhere for you to go. Start doing drugs.
Right. That should be a commercial. Like, all the drugs companies, you know, not prescription drugs. All the bad drug companies should get together somehow.
All the companies, yes.
All the companies, you know.
The Rastafarians.
Anybody that hands out a card that says, you never see those stupid fucking cards? No joke. I dated a chick that, I got drugs from Kate Moss's coke dealer. Not even joking. I'm 1 degree from Kate Moss. So anyway, he gives a card, and it's like it's always a party party facilitator, and then a phone number, and it's always a cell number. They give out cards.
Yeah, because in New York, they'll deliver.
Right, and I saw that, you know, CNN had like something like, is this the dumbest criminal? And they said, like, we found this guy's card, and we called and set up a drug bust, and, you know, and we called the number, and he picked up. No, he's not the dumbest criminal. The dumbest criminal are those people that walk into, you know, try to rob a convenience store, and they put their gun on the counter. You know, those are the dumbest criminals. This guy, what choice do you, how are you going to get the word out?
And you know what?
So many people have cards. The majority of drug dealers have cards.
There's either in New York.
There's
either that, or there's the guys, if you're walking through like the West Village and they go smoke weed, dope.
Right.
What's the other one?
Right.
Hit, whatever. And they're just listing, as you're walking by, they're listing all the drugs that you can take. That you can sell.
Yeah, so use a card. That might be safer. And they cleaned that up a little bit. And by cleaning it up, I mean, they had so many undercover cops. I don't know if they do it anymore, but Washington Square Park in New York City was a huge place to do it. And you know, and I miss it. And I'd always think they'd be under, and I wasn't a big druggie by any means. I used Kate Moss's thing. I did it once. But going through the park, and I noticed there aren't, you know, I wouldn't buy from these people.
They're too shady.
They're too shady.
Yeah.
They look too fucking shady. And you assume that, you know, they could be cops.
Right.
How's it worth it?
Although, you know,
I would never know how to get drugs, man, because I am paranoid about cops.
Right, me too. But supposedly, if you say, are you a cop, it's...
And that is not true. People are so stupid. That is not true at all.
But I don't think a cop can ask you, do you want drugs? You know, I don't think he can do that.
Okay.
I think he has to wait until you say.
Right.
You know?
But let me make it clear, that is not true. A cop does not have to say if they're a cop at all.
Right.
It's so stupid.
I told you about that thing on the train where this guy was totally drunk on a bench waiting for the train. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. He's like, I was so drunk. So drunk. The fucking party. All like, you know, kind of half laid out on the benches waiting for it. And some guy robbed him. And turns out the drunk guy was an undercover cop.
Now, if that's not entrapment.
Yeah.
The guy was probably just going to be a bomb. And he has his wallet half out, right? Or whatever. You know, had money half out. And then 4 hours later, he gets nothing. Seriously, I could so be fucking robbed.
Yeah, so that's why I think they can't ask you, hey, do you want drugs? Because that's entrapment.
Right. But... When I noticed, so I never paid attention to it. I'm like, no, quit bothering me. But when they...
Quit bothering me.
When they stopped asking me, walking to the park, I missed it.
Yeah, I was like, where are these, what? How?
You know what I say when somebody asks me about drugs? Do you want a dose? I say, no, thank you. I think it's nice you asked. I really do. I always say, no, thank you. I might someday, so please keep what
offering.
You're doing.
Right.
Don't be discouraged. I'm not in the mood today, but thank you.
I know someone, I don't know who just recently told me, but he said, oh yeah, I know who it is. He said he's been using the same marijuana dealer for like 20 years.
You find somebody you like.
He even went away for a little while and came back. Like, he went out of state for a little while, came back, ran into his dealer when he came back and was like, okay, let's start it up again. Why not? You know he's not a cop.
Right. He's like, oh, by the way, I changed careers. You're under arrest.
Right.
I have all these connections. They made me a sergeant right away.
But that does happen where you know, you live a life of crime and then you learned your lesson and you know the ins and outs of the streets and whatnot.
Right. But yeah, all these drug dealers need to get together, put a commercial on the Super Bowl, and show, like, you know, show these kids kicking each other in the balls and choking each other and, you know, playing seagull and smacking jizz on each other's face. And then the screen goes black and it says drugs.
Or the screen goes black and first goes bored.
Yeah. Drugs. It just makes sense.
It just makes more sense.
And here's something else I thought about. You know, those parents, that those sick fucking parents that do drugs with their kids because, you know, they'd rather do it with them than do it out on the street. I'm going to play Rochambeau with my boy.
What's Rochambeau?
Kicking each other in the balls. And I'm going to kick because I'd rather do it in a controlled environment.
But I think it's good. Like, if you're willing to have your balls kicked like that, then it's better you don't reproduce.
Here's more sick shit kids are doing. Keith and Hemda, I heard you talking about slappy blah, blah, blah. A bunch of my friends and I were playing a game of I Never. You know this game?
No.
You have it's a drinking game. And you say you have a group of people and you say, I never punch the girl in the face.
Okay.
And then people that have punched the girl in the face have to drink.
Okay. Yeah, I played this at some bachelorette thing, and it was like all sexual.
It always gets to sex. All these games.
Well, the
Truth
bachelorette
or Dare,
thing
spin the bottle.
To, yeah.
This one, yeah. So they're playing I Never, and somebody in the group said, "I've never Spider-Maned a girl or been Spider-Maned by a guy." A whole bunch of people were cracking up while the rest of us just stared blankly waiting for an explanation. Apparently, Spider-Manning is when you're fucking a girl and you pull out, come in your hand, and then flick it in her face while you're like you're shooting a spider web out of your wrist. Grosser than the fact that this act has been named was the fact that a bunch of guys and girls had to drink.
Had to drink?
Had to drink because they have Spider-Man somebody or been Spider-Maned.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do you ask, like, hey, by the way, can we finish
no,
with
you
Spider-Man?
Don't, no. Does Spider-Man ask when he webs a bad guy?
By the way, the answer is no. What the fuck? No.
There are levels of humiliation that could be fun.
You know what? Humiliation.
Finishing on a girl's face, but the Spider-Man takes it to a whole new level.
Humiliation I'm willing is to get fine, this... but these guys are teenagers, and you are not in a nice environment for yourself. You know, like... When someone's together, like, we're adults. If we want to do creepy, weird shit humiliates each other, that's between, you know what I mean?
I didn't even take into account that these people probably aren't even fucking and then doing it. They probably just do it in their hand and then, surprise, Spider-Man.
Or they're fucking, though.
I don't know.
Teenagers are having sex.
No, I know, but I bet you the majority is just like seagulling.
Ugh, on a different game called Truth or Dare. Hey, I dare you to Spider-Man her.
There's,
okay.
All these terms kids have. They got to start a dictionary just for the new generation of kids. What's on your face? Were you Spider-Man or seagulled? Fucking disgusting.
And detectives will have to go through it. It looks like he's been Spider-Man. No, by the cum mark, it looks like he's been seagulled.
And it's teenagers, too, writing me like, I can't believe what you're doing to these mice. I can't believe what you're doing to each other's heads. Disgusting. Which, by the way, leads into this. I have a new way of torturing mice. And let me say before I get to this, and it's always just chicks, and there's one chick that says it on the forums, and, you know, chicks send it an email every now and again, that, you know, torturing these innocent mice isn't nice, and I have to worry about karma.
Mm.
They already ate all our fucking bread, you know? I think I got my karma. But I'm karma for the mice. Nobody ever thinks about that. They came in my house, shat all over the place, ate our food, go on our bed. Now it's time for karma. What about the mice's karma? Nobody thinks of that. Fuck them. And here's the new way I get them. Because they always find their way in the garbage. By the way, we had a exterminator come in with spray stuff, which I like spray stuff.
Yeah, I like...
I don't care if it's empty and you're faking. If it leaves a scent, I'm happy.
Yeah, look into things, poke your finger into stuff, find out holes.
But this guy seems to know where they're coming in or at the very least where they're leaving from underneath some radiator.
That's good.
Yeah, and, you know, put steel wool in that. We're going to have steel wool walls.
I'm kind of hoping that, you know, because Spooky's helping us do the living room, that we will actually go over a bunch
of holes. I
believe so,
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And I'm like, what's spikier and deadlier than steel wool? Anything? What if I throw like 20 thumbtacks in the hole?
But steel wool is like 20 thumbtacks.
But they find their way in this fucking garbage all the time. If like a container from food the other day, you know, from
and
a
mind
restaurant.
And mind you, I don't cook anymore, really. Right. If we cook, I make pasta. We quickly put it away because I'm just grossed out. Everything is covered with lids. Mm-hmm. Like, we have been making this house so mouse-proof. Like, what are you eating? And Keith always wants to buy his white bread, and they love white bread.
They do.
So it's the only thing they're getting into now, I think. I threw out so much shit. I threw out all my teas. I threw out everything. Because if it even, like, looks like it got near it, I'm like, that's getting thrown out.
So we eat everything from these to-go containers. So when I say I'm putting it in the garbage, it's an empty container. Maybe food residue, but, you know, I ate everything. Right there.
Trust
the mice,
me, we ate it.
Right. It's in the plastic garbage can with the flip lid that you step on to open the top. They find a way in there all the time.
So, well, in their defense, we don't cover it. The flip lid is not there.
But how do they jump
anymore.
In? I think they go in from the bottom. I don't know how they jump in. And another reason I say they go in from the bottom somehow, and I don't know how.
You keep changing where the garbage is.
I move the can around, so they can't be climbing on shit and falling in.
Right.
But I'll lift up the bag, and the mice, there's a mouse always on the under the bag.
Bleh.
Yeah. So you can lift up the bag.
Right.
They'll try to start jumping out, but you leave the bag of garbage covering the cover. Do you know what I mean? Cover the opening of the garbage can so they can't jump out.
Okay.
Then you could take a glue trap, put it, the bottom of the garbage can has two dips on each side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the part in the middle that isn't a dip, that's where the stepper is.
Okay.
So the mice will huddle in one of these two areas.
Smart.
As they're trying to eat at the things.
Right.
Very smart for me. Because I take the glue trap, turn it upside down, and put it right on top of whatever opening he's on. So to get out, he has to push the glue trap out of the way. To do that, he gets stuck on the glue trap.
Ugh.
So what's worse than getting a mouse stuck in a glue trap for the mice? Getting them stuck in a glue trap upside down. Now the tops are stuck to him. So then you can move the bag. Pick up the mouse trap. Now it's hanging, and it looks like a miniature porcupine because all the shit is hanging on the top, and it's so fucking cute. And I hold the mouse trap, and I look at him eye to eye, which you can do a lot easier when he's upside down like that. You know, when the glue trap is on the top as opposed to the bottom, you can really give a good stern look. And I swear, the mouse winked at me. To save its life. I mean, it was twitching a little bit, so maybe that was just a spasm. But one eye blinked, and the other one didn't. And I'm like, not today. No reprieve. And then I began with the torture that I can't even go into for this show.
What?
Saw wasn't this sick.
No, shut up. That's, did you really torture it after?
Well, I mean, of course I did. I glued the sides and opened the spot.
Keith throws it out into the main, like we have a community garbage. He throws it out and he goes, and the irony is...
He can have all the garbage he wants now. There's your garbage. There's your garbage. Fuck them.
I'm so glad you're here. I would never be able to get rid of these mice. I'd be crying in a corner. And, like, being freaked out, like, because what if this corner has the mouse?
I want to give a quick shout-out to DJ Quad, was a winner of, I forget who the other one was, sorry, was a winner, I believe, on Saturday's poker tournament that we had.
Congratulations.
And people that win, you know, I've decided to give surprise shout-outs to. He was kind of presumptuous and assumed he's going to get one and demanded and said, I want Hemda to say, and wrote, DJ Quad. So if you want to give DJ Quad a shout-out for winning poker...
I guess I have to, right?
Fair is fair.
Ugh, DJ Quad.
There you go.
There. Congratulations.
Other shout-outs, the month of January, almost over. Tomorrow, of course, is the last day for the cheapest shout-outs for businesses. Businesses are smart and taking advantage of this. $100 for the month of January, and you get a shout-out. First off...
At least $100. Some people have been very generous.
They're being very generous, given more. This guy did. Sam Galino, thank you very much. That helps out a lot. He gave a lot. A lot over $102. And said blah, blah, blah. And then he says, by the way, you just took a donation from a homo. These homos, they get you in the end.
That's his whole shout out?
Yeah. Now, he took 211 shows, multiplied it by what iTunes charges for a song, 99 cents.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's how he came up with this price. So
thank you
very
much.
Thank you so much. And unlike that piece of shit guy from Survivor, he says he does pay his taxes. Mike, Design and Marketing, that's what Mama named him, says nice things. And then reminds us, do you want to find out how much your home is worth for free? Visit MrHomeValue.com.
Thank you, MrHomeValue.com.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you guys for the donations. It's been really, really helpful. Really got us through January. Tomorrow's the last day that if you donate over $100, you'll get a shout-out.
And to round out the shout-out segment, big thanks to Relic and Josh for making our banners. You can get at our forums. And this just put up right now on the forums, the shop vac method under need help with mice. My wife found a new method today for disposing of mice. She found one while vacuuming with the shop vac today and just took the attachment off and sucked up the mouse into the shop vac.
See why a Roomba would be good? Wouldn't that be gross?
Our mice are fucking bigger than that Roomba.
No, are they?
No, what's wrong with you? Of course not.
No, not bigger than the Roomba.
I think bigger than it is high.
What? Are they getting bigger?
The Roomba. The Roomba is right on the floor.
I just feel like you're saying they're getting bigger.
No, I'm not. But I don't know what kind of mice they have, though, that you can surprise them with a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, they do run pretty quick.
Yeah.
I feel like they know when you're in the
room.
Maybe
we have, like, smart mice, you know? We're on, like, the fourth generation of mice. You know? How many mice how many mice have we caught so far?
I think maybe 20 at this point.
That's nuts.
That could be right. How many did you catch today? Two?
Today, none. Yesterday, two.
That's a lot. Two in a day is a lot when we already caught over 10.
Right.
You know? Yeah, I think we reached 20. Please, everybody, come on over. We're having a Super Bowl party this Sunday.
That's right.
It's so gross. It's so gross. I can't believe people still come over. I don't invite anybody over anymore.
That's
it's
how
just guys that come over now.
That's how I'm keeping the Super Bowl party from being too girly. And let's mention, since we're mentioning shit, the DVD release.
It's a week from tomorrow. It's Tuesday the 7th. We're going to be there around 7 o'clock. The DVD showing will be about 8:30, something like that. It's going to be in Tribeca, New York City at Deck, D like David, E-K-K. You can go to thedeck.com and you can find out exactly where the deck is.
Totally free.
Yeah. Oh, free. No drink minimum. No food minimum. But they do have a restaurant. They have drinks. And we're going to have a drink special.
The Brumsky.
The Brumsky. So you can order the Brumsky on drink special next Tuesday the 7th.
All that information, too, will be under extra shite at keithandthegirl.com. Anytime you don't know anything, what are you going to say?
Yeah, and also on the forums, keithandthegirl.com/forums, which is, I guess, on keithandthegirl.com.
And anytime you don't know anything, extra shite or the forums is a safe bet that your answer will be there. Mick Thompson literally just wrote, mickt69@gmail.com. Shite, dudes, you got to give me a heads up on the time differences for the live shows. I keep meaning to listen in and go into the chat room, but keep missing it. It's always midnight Friday nights. Always.
Except for this Friday
Except
night.
Except now that I said that. We're not doing one this Friday because we'll be out. But you go to Extra Shite and you'll know that. So, you know, you don't have to write what's the phone number. Everything's at keithandthegirl.com. We took the time. 206-202-KATG. The P.O. box is there. All the information's there. We take the time.
I guess we don't. You know, we take the time to put it on Shite on keithandthegirl.com under Extra Shite and on the forums and whatever. But we are definitely bad at saying stuff while we're talking because we hate doing announcements. We hate telling people. Right. And so I don't know that people know while they're – then there's a lot of people in the chat. But during the live show, there's a chat room open. We read out of the chat. But I guess they should, right? These are things that we don't announce because, like, if you have listened to a live show, what do you think I'm reading from? Right. I mentioned the chat and people called. So where do you think they get the number from? I don't know.
Right. The guy Papa Skitch, who ruined birthdays for everybody.
Boo. Boo. You didn't like my shout out? Here's this shout out. Boo. Boo. I don't care if you unfriend me on MySpace. Boo. Boo, because I got into an argument with Keith about birthday shout outs and how we don't do them, and I convinced him to let me do it, and then you fucking write me a letter about how I fucked it up. Boo.
You didn't mention my friend, and you didn't mention I like to call her J-Yo because she has a big ass. and something else. What? You didn't mention it. You didn't mention 5 points that I demanded in my birthday shout out. He's Monster Cock on the forum. Say hi to him. He also wrote on the forums, what's this chat room? Do they mean forums? What's this chat room for the live show? Is there even a chat room? What, that when you listen to the live show, I say / chat room?
Monster Cock. Please, please post a picture of your Monster Cock. Are you talking about your other head? Monster Cock. I always think like everyone who talks about such monster cocks that their name has to be Monster Cock. There's something wrong with your cock.
So
you're probably that guy I was making out with and kicked out of my house.
And he was going to give us a $10 donation, but he said he took off 5 cents because we fucked up his happy birthday.
Oh, I remember that. Does he know that 5 cents minus $10 is not $9.55?
I don't blame him for that part because I get confused with time and money as well.
I still blame him. I don't care.
No, I do blame him. Fuck him. Happy fuck you.
And you said maybe it was PayPal that took off, because PayPal takes a nice chunk out of our money. It's not. I'm looking at it right now. Fuck you, asshole.
I'd like another 5 cents, please, and an apology.
I would love to just give you this money back.
But we can't fucking afford it, and we have to use it.
Yeah.
But I'd love to give it back. But, like, you know what? I get confused about time and
me
money.
Too.
And
me too.
You know, I don't like that there's 60 seconds in a minute, but there's 100 cents in a dollar.
Right.
And that throws me. To me, it made sense. I'm like, yeah, 960. You know, you can't have 961. It would flip over to $10.
It bothers me actually the most when we're at the gym and I'm checking my time, trying to do like 20, 25 minutes of aerobics, of, you know, the treadmill thing. And I'm like, I checked the miles, right? So I'm thinking I'm at 9.30 miles. I'm like, yes, 9.5 muff, motherfuckers. 9.25 miles, 9.33. So annoying. I'm like, oh my God, I'm almost
glad I'm
up
not
to-
the only one.
Yeah.
Remember the archaic days when we used to buy tapes?
Yeah.
Right? And they'd cut, you know,
some
60 minute or 90
that.
Minute. Right.
Yeah.
Well, we would buy these magical little ribbons. To me, that was more technology. A CD kind of makes sense to me. A tape? A ribbon? You're getting sound on a ribbon. How does that make any sense? That should be the future. And then
you're so wrong, but it's still funny.
And then you thought like you were so ahead of the game because you paid extra for the boombox. That will find pauses in your music and you can play them like their CD. You can play the different tracks. How awesome was that?
You mean you can fast forward and it'll stop at the next track?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
Because it would recognize
yes.
the pause between songs. You're
yes.
like, what future is this?
But sometimes that would bother me because I'm just trying to get like all the way to some part and I know like I just have to fast forward it for like a little while and it would keep stopping and I'm like, no, don't read where the next song is. But the worst also is like the mixtapes. If you're doing like a DJ mixtapes, it doesn't stop anywhere. It's just one long song.
Of course people are fucking happy slapping each other. Technology is so good. Video games are real life. You buy a football game. You've seen the ads for football games and for war games. They put war game ads as promos for real movies, and you think you're watching a promo to a movie. They're
right.
so real.
Yeah.
You know, of course they're going to be bored with technology. We started with Atari and then Nintendo and then Sega. You know, you're going to be like, I got something to look forward to. If you could see the sweat, you play a tennis video game and it's not boring in 2006. You're like, oh, I can see a sweat. This is kind of fun playing tennis.
Right. It should be just like the Atari games that we used to have with the ball bouncing from back and forth. But no, somehow tennis is different.
You're soon going to get bored and have to choke a friend. That's all I'm saying.
Are we out of here?
Yeah, we're gonna head out. Thanks, everybody, for listening, of course. We'll see you guys on Tuesday. There'll still be a show on Friday. It just won't be live.
Right.
And big ups to all yous. I meant to say that. Big ups, big ups to all yous.
That's great. KeithandTheGirl.com.
It's very important. Whack your bag, honey. Make his nuts feel welcome. Saturday night, you better not give him that routine when you go home. That you ever hear this? Can't we just cuddle tonight? Cuddle, you motherfucker. I bought you a steak. Cuddle my prick with your fucking pussy lips. Cuddle what? Cuddle my nutbag. I like your chick, because I do. I like them thick. Like this flat little ass. What are you going to do with it? See, you're married. She's not. A chick with a flat ass is never getting married. Guys don't buy into flat asses. You know, and your big tits, your big fake tits, I rip them off. I bowl them down the street. No need. Just a nice, big, fat ass, you know? Nice, big, fat, frumpy, dumpy, squishy, squashy, dimple-ridden, cum-covered ass. There is nothing like that. My wife got a big, fat ass. It's like two big Michelin tires. I don't think I've looked at a head in 8 years. If they put her in a lineup and said, who's your wife? I got to tell you the truth. She's got to turn around. Bend over now. Oh, there it is now. Good for me. But a chick with a flat ass, come on. That's why a lot of them wear skirts. So you see the top bump. But then you take them out, you had dinner, and now you're starting to feel her up a little, and you get to the ass, and you're like, oh, where's your fucking ass? Give me the money back for the meal. Give me the fucking money back. But a chick with a fat ass, ma. And you know you got a fat ass. I'm not telling you something you don't know. That's a compliment. I mean, a chick with a flat ass, you knock your balls against it one time, it's like crashing into a brick wall. You got black and blues on your fucking nutbag all day. People are looking at your nuts like, what happened over there now? Anywhere you go, people are like saying, look at his nuts. What happened? You know what I mean? But a chick with a fat ass, come on. The minute your balls hit it one time, it's like the ass takes over for you. It gets like that wave effect going through it. Like that aftershocks from an earthquake, you know? It's like your balls hit it one time. It's like when you do that, you gotta stand back and look for a minute. You gotta go, oh, look what you just did. Look at that fatty ass of yours coming to life now. You know what I mean? You go over, you pet it, like, oh, look what you did. And it's normally on a second date. They won't give you the pussy on the first date because it's like, well, you know, I'm attracted to you, but I don't know you well enough. But here you are, like a day later. And that's when they have no problem just pulling their pants down. And there she is with her ass up in the air now. The panties are fucking ripped off. There's a ass pipe and a pussy hair and whatever else the fuck she got down there. Little pita pocket in the middle. Then you give the ass another shot. Now you can't believe what a filthy fucking animal she is. It's like her ass is applauding your fucking prick. You know what I mean? What do you think drove the president crazy with that fucking hooah? That big fat ass. You got a picture after that second smack. He grabbed her by her fucking hair, right? And then he grabbed them big tits and started knocking her against his fucking nutbag. You motherfucker! You dirty fucking piece of shit! You fucking cunt! Whack bag! Whack bag! Whack bag! Whack bag! And then you know what happens? They start to come and you fuck them like that. And their eyes roll back in their fucking head. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Hey, happen! Hey, happen! And you're like, stick and move, ass cunt, ass cunt. And then they start hitting. They start banging on the fucking floor like a fucking wrestler trying to give up because they get fucking retarded. Whack bag, whack bag. That for 3 days afterwards, she's walking around the house like this. I done that. And you know what that says when you do that to a girl? I like you. I think we should go on a third date.
Turn it up some. All right, boys. This is her favorite song, you know that, right? So we play it good and loud. She might get up and dance again. Oh, she put her beard down. Here she comes, here she comes. Left, 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 right, left. Woo. Hustler shooting eight ball, throwing darts at the wall, feeling damn near 10 feet tall. Here she comes, Lord help us all. OTW's girlfriend done slapped him out his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk. Keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And ooh-wee, shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even get them bridges on? That honky tonk, but Donkey Kong. Can't blame her for what her mama gave her. It ain't right to hate her for working that money maker. Banjo's down at 2, but we're hanging out till 3. We'd hate to see her go, but love to watch her leave. With that honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk. Now keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how'd she even get them bitches on? With that honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about right there, all right.
Crazy, you think you fell in love, boys, you better keep your distance. You can look, but you can't touch. That honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk. Keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And ooh-wee, shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even get them britches on? That honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk. That honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk. Yeah, that honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk. That's why we do what we do. It ain't for the money, it ain't for the glory. It ain't for the free whiskey. It's for the donk-a-donk.